So if you're trying to get somewhere and you're flying, it's still a bit of a headache with all the flight cancellations, in part because of crews becoming ill with COVID-19. The other issue is bad weather on parts of the West Coast. Let's bring in Savi Syth. She is an airline analyst at Raymond James, and she follows the industry closely. What is your overall thoughts? I know that you've said December probably would have been a little bit better without COVID-19, but I'm looking at TSA throughput for yesterday, 2,089,000, off by about 400K, which is what we've pretty much seen for most of the airline recovery over the last 3 months.
Yeah, and thanks for having me. And, you know, if you're looking at, you know, TSA throughput numbers, especially the period leading up to Christmas and Christmas Eve, you know, you were back to about 92% of 2019, and that's pretty healthy. And what we saw over Thanksgiving, maybe even slightly better than Thanksgiving, and, you know, versus off-peak periods, which are about 80-85% recovered. So without international, without much business, I think that's a good number and shows that, you know, people want to travel. Demand is really strong here.
Hey, it's Brian Chung here. Can you just kind of give us a lay of the land in terms of the scale of the cancellations? I mean, anecdotally, we know that people had their flights canceled. We saw all those local news reports. But compared to, let's say, a major storm, what did it look like? Was it much better? Was it much worse than what we usually tend to see during heightened weather events when it comes to these flight cancellations?
Yeah, that's a good question, Ryan, because we've definitely got a lot of media attention on this. Look, it's not fun for anybody who has to deal with this during their holiday travel. But if you look at the stats, you know, usually kind of a major airline, when there's a big storm, you're canceling thousands of flights, whereas, you know, those days leading up to Christmas or over Christmas, you know, United and Delta each, I think, canceled about 500 to 600 flights each. So this is, you know, not like major storms in the past. Now, we did have some storm activity up in the Pacific, in the Northwest here, that has kind of hurt the last 2 days. But if you look at it, you know, airlines as a whole, the U.S. airlines as a whole, have canceled about 4 to 5% of flights over the last few days. And the last couple of days, maybe 6 to 7% of flights. So not large numbers in kind of the grand scheme of things, but definitely kind of weather and maybe Omicron-related stickouts is creating some issues here, clearly.
Savi, as we go into 2022, though, once, and I'm going to be optimistic, once COVID is in the rearview mirror, weather's always going to be a factor. And the airlines are smaller. They didn't lay people off, but the pilots took early retirement at all the airlines. There were people who just left the ranks. And you, I mean, I think it was Delta had 1,900,000, is now down to 70-something thousand. So won't 2022, won't we be facing more of these kinds of backups when there's bad weather and just fewer people to staff the planes?
If you look at how capacity has recovered, I would say, you know, domestic market, domestic U.S. is almost kind of back up to 2019 levels, near international, back to 2019 levels. But if you look at international and even kind of business demand, they're just not back to 2019 levels yet. So some shrinking is possible in this environment because the demand hasn't fully recovered. But hopefully we'll see that recover, as you mentioned, you know, throughout 2022. Now, the industry is planning on hiring, you know, just to focus on pilots as a group. They plan to hire around, the largest airlines are hiring about 8,000 pilots next year. In the peaks, you know, in 2019 or 2018, it was more like 5,500 pilots that they were hiring. So this is a lot more pilots hiring and training than the industry's ever done before. We'll see if the infrastructure can keep up, but the industry is definitely ramping up and getting ready to be able to support, you know, this level of demand and the recovery that is expected by 2023 even.
Well, Savi, in the meantime, though, that won't immediately help the pilots or the staffs that are getting sick right now. But the CDC guidance, changing it from 10-day to a 5-day quarantine for those that even tested positive in some cases, could be pretty helpful. And in fact, it was interesting to see on social media Ed Bastian kind of getting a little bit of heat because he was someone who had, prior to the CDC change, called for this exact thing here. How impactful do you think it's going to be, the change that the CDC made yesterday, in terms of alleviating some of these labor issues that we've seen unfold?
I think, you know, one of the issues that the airlines have seen more recently is, you know, one, we've gone through the summer, we've gone through the fall, we've learned that the staffing levels you need in this environment, you know, in a pandemic, is much higher than you need in the past, because you do have employees that, you know, test positive, whether they're, you know, asymptomatic or not, and have to be quarantined for about 10 days. And so I think these, you know, what the airlines are calling for is science-based. So I don't think you know, Ed Bastian was calling for something that wasn't out of kind of the realm of what the scientific community was saying. So I think they were just calling for a science-based approach to, you know, the quarantine requirements and timing. And I'm not a scientist, you know, but, you know, I think that's why the CDC is going with it. And this will be very kind of meaningful for airlines. Again, having somebody out for 5 days versus 10 days, if they're not, you know, symptomatic, I think it's a big difference for airlines. And this should help with staffing levels as well, especially some of the issues you see more recently.
Savi, I'm going to cram two issues into the next question, and we only have about 2 minutes to answer it, but it's a Gesunta question. What does the return of business travelers look like once we start returning to the offices after this latest wave of COVID? And will it help American? I mean, Mr. Isom is coming in as the new CEO, and we keep seeing the headlines about the debt load and the problems they're facing.
It's a good question. And Adam, you know, if I have an opinion, but so does every single person out there as to what business travel would look like. And these are all guesses at this point, but we do know that you need return to office. You are starting to see conferences and events come into live person, and you're seeing kind of the reason for business travel changing in this environment. More people working remotely, so more, maybe more gatherings, but maybe not as much. You know, the consultants may not be on the road all the time as they've been before, but we're all waiting to see what that looks like. And we're hoping by this summer, we'll have a better idea. And, you know, it's for American, you know, if you look at the legacy carriers, you know, roughly 50% of their revenue, I think, is driven by business demand. American has had historically a little bit more of a SME exposure that's greater than Delta and United. And so they've seen business demand levels recover a little bit faster than their competitors. But it is extremely important for all these airlines. You know, part of their cost structure is to support business travel. There are different elements that you need to, you know, be it frequency, be it lounges, different things that you really need to support business travel. And their product is built for that. So we really do need that business travel to come back and for, you know, for American to recover their margins and then start paying down that debt.
Savi, when it comes to the airlines, your guesses are far better than most of the facts that many of us think we know. Savanthi Syth is an airline analyst at Raymond James. She's a managing director, and we always appreciate your insight. Have a happy, healthy